Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Show is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, today's live cattle futures market finished up 22 in the October live, 125.97. The cash trade for the week was 122 to 124, which was actually disappointing to where it's been. But we've been surging here, roughly a $5 rally since the beginning of October on the October live cattle futures. And closing on the high like we did today, that's the highest close going all the way back to the beginning of September. So pretty good momentum here to finish the week. The next month, December, at 130.97, up 67, also the highest level since the beginning of September. We closed near the highs there. So a lot of momentum here. There's several people talking about the 132 to 133 level will become resistance for the December live cattle. It's about a dollar or two away from current prices. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were weaker. We were 85 lower in October at 157.57. They closed near today's low and also near the 20-day moving average. November, 72 lower. Which put them at 161.42. And we've had a really quiet week for the feeder cattle with about a $2 range from the high to the low. So that's interesting to see. I think a lot of people are looking at that market like it's up against resistance here, both 50% retracement and the 50-day moving average. But it'll likely break out here in the next few days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000-bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the grain futures market continued to surge for the second day in a row following a USDA report, which pushed markets lower. We've rebounded again the last 2 days. December corn was up 9 cents at 525 and 3 quarters. November beans up 11 and a half at 1217. They've had a pretty good, about a 20 or 5 or so cent rally off their lows 2 days ago. The Chicago wheat was March was 746 and a half, up 9 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City up 12 and a quarter at 750 and 3 quarters. We got plenty of rainfall, or not plenty, we need more, but we've got about an inch or more rain here in a large part of the western part of the hard red winter wheat belt. So hopefully that'll get us going along pretty good there. But the world has a little bit of a shortage, and other parts of the world are continually lowering their production estimates. So that could be good for wheat long term. Minneapolis wheat, December 968, up 8 3/4. And then cotton overnight was actually higher. It was up the limit at one point. Looks like the December is going to settle only 23 cents higher at 107.33. But it has found some strength here the last couple of hour, or the last, I guess, 24 hours. Currently, the stock market's up really strong. The Dow Jones currently up 370. The S&P is up 31 cents. Crude oil is up about 90 cents. And November's at about $82 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.